pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Will.
Happy VD hug.
And
VD hug.
I was just trying to get it in there quick. You know how that
is. No, don't get nothing in there like that. And Gary Owen.
Hey.
Thank God it finally stopped snowing. She good day. Mother's nature was like the Energizer Bunny. She just kept snowing and snowing and snowing. Now they're talking about freezing rain, and I'm not one to complain, but it's a damn shame because it's... I'm sorry, Sybil. Pardon my rambling this morning. I should have started off the show by acknowledging what the day is and wishing you a happy Friday. And do you know it's also Valentine's Day?
Is it really?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. How goes it?
Feliz Dia de San Valentin. Dryu San Valentin, alles Guten zum Valentintag. App A, Epe, Alve, Inye, Inte, Ade.
All the languages.
Can you dig it, baby? I got a pocket full of Rosetta Stones this morning. The Sybil brothers want to be romantic today, but it's going to be hard as Viagra to celebrate and get around town. I can't see Alice or LaVita. You know, on account of this weather. Fellas, stress not. Stress not. Tell the ladies, don't hate the guy that dates you. Hate Mother Nature. Tell your boo, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm snowed in. That's the best I can do. Ain't no Cupid drove back your bow because it's too much damn snow. Tom Sybil Gary, y'all know that all that snow that fell upon us has put a George Wallace wrench in these women's Valentine's Day itinerary. Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of little drummer boys. I have no gifts to bring pa-rumpa-pum-pums today. Fellas, tell them pa-rumpa-pum-pum. I done got so caught up with Cupid, y'all, I need to cut down my list of contenders. Contender number one, Bob Costas, who was the anchor of the Olympics over in Sochi. Mm-hmm. Oh, what about Bob was on the job and caught a mysterious eye infection that looked like he was bleeding from the pupils? Now, I personally don't think it was an eye infection at all. It looked like he had some of that Sochi kush. The Russians called it vlaud. Contender number two, Suge Knight. Now, Death Row Dennis the Menace, who attacked the owner of a marijuana dispensary after an employee refused to, no pun intended, buzz him in. Suge said it was a promotional appearance, that's why he was there, and he was supposed to be paid in weed and money. That was his pay. Suge left empty-handed, then threw a left-hand jab at the owner. Now, my problem is, Suge didn't even knock the little fella out, y'all. Now, ever since Suge hit the canvas, he's been trying to get back. Now, if it takes Suge more than one punch to knock a mofo out these days, he needs to knock it out. Sam Rubin, you are the Bama of the week. Now, Sam Rubin is that entertainment reporter that thought Sam Jackson was Lawrence Fishburne. And even though Sam Jackson went ham on Rubin, he's still Bama of the Week for thinking all black people look alike. That's like saying Tiki and Rondé Barber look. Well, that's a bad example. You know what I mean.